When we're talking about social media and the military, there's no finer exponent of leading the way than the Supreme Allied Commander Europe. Admiral, you're here in Afghanistan at the moment. We've talked many times before about social media. How important is it in an operational environment such as this really dynamic environment here in Afghanistan?
I think it's critical. Out of my thousands of friends on Facebook, for example, I have hundreds from Afghanistan. And I use it as a means to get our message out that the coalition is here to interact in positive ways with Afghan society. That's crucial. Secondly, we use our broader expanse of social media to build these networks. And here I mean not just Facebook, not just LinkedIn, not just Twitter. It's really a panoply of enormous reach into as Afghan society that is increasingly connected to the internet. And what I'm excited about now is the linkage between cell phone technology and the internet itself. As we see the advent of the handheld device that can really connect with the internet, I think these social media are going to explode in Afghanistan, a country where there are 12 million cell phones, and 10 years ago, there were essentially zero. So connecting cell phone with social media, with the internet, I think is going to be extremely positive in our drive to protect and connect the people of Afghanistan.
Inside the military, there's still a little bit of doubt. Yesterday, I was following you on Twitter. Your updates of photographs were going up fast and furious. And yet some people within the military said, well, I'm not too sure about this. Is there a security angle to this? What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, there were a lot of people in the military who said the tank wasn't going to be a very good weapon system. And a lot of people who doubted whether or not aircraft could sink battleships at sea. There's a real future to social network, just like there was to weapon systems, and we need to think in the military more broadly about security, open our minds, and find ways that we can use it to help deliver security in the 21st century.
There's 49 nations here. Now, you have a multinational organization to command. They can't all be like you. How do you think you can use this social media with all the national caveats that are put on them?
Well, first of all, every nation's got to decide for itself how to use social media. But I will tell you that I have thousands of friends in the social networking world who are from not only those 49 nations, but really all around the world. So I think, A, by being a good example personally, secondly, by talking to my troops and talking to my commands and encouraging them to be out there, always recognizing the requirement to observe security. You will have noticed that my tweets were all about where I'd been, not where I'm going. Good example of taking care of my personal security while still letting folks know what I'm doing.